This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Severe thunderstorms in parts of the nation are making travel a nightmare for people trying to get home from the July 4th holiday, some of whom got caught in horrific delays over the weekend. At Buffalo's airport, a power outage didn't help.
It's never like this here. This is just a huge shocker. Like, it's nothing I've ever seen before.
Philadelphia's district attorney, Larry Krasner, is trying to reassure a rattled public after an armed, masked, and armored gunman opened fire on the city's streets, randomly killing five people.
Someone back there, while we were getting ready, said the bullets don't care, but we do. I'd say that's about right. The bullets don't care, but we do. And I know the rest of this city does. And I know the rest of this country does.
People at the beaches on Long Island in New York are scared to put their toes in the water after a series of shark attacks. CBS's Lilia Luciano with more.
Despite what would seem like an uptick in encounters over the past few days, shark attacks on humans are highly unlikely, says shark researcher Gavin Naylor.
You're about 200 times more likely to drown than you are to be bitten by a shark.
But there are things you can do to avoid an encounter.
Never swim alone. You shouldn't swim too far offshore. You shouldn't swim where there are schooling fishes.
L.A. sheriff's deputies are under scrutiny over their response during an arrest over an alleged shoplifting incident. CBS's Elaine Cajano.
Get down on the ground.
What are you?
Get on the ground.
It's already on YouTube.
Stop.
Live.
I don't give a stop. Stop and you get punched in the face.
The deputy's knee can be seen on the woman's neck.
I can't breathe.
The deputy then douses the woman with what appears to be pepper spray and then places her in handcuffs. Both deputies in the incident, who have not been identified, have been reassigned from field duty pending the outcome of the investigation.
Disturbing new details about a suspect in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol who was arrested outside of the home of former President Obama, CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The Department of Justice makes a series of new arguments to hold January 6th defendant Taylor Toronto of Washington State in jail pending trial. They say he was caught outside the home of former President Obama in D.C. last week. They say his van had two guns and hundreds of rounds of ammo. They say he was menacing a Maryland elementary school, threatening a Department of Commerce facility in Maryland, and Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
If you felt sweaty during Independence Day celebrations, you are far from alone. Scientists say July 4th was the hottest day on Earth in some 125,000 years. The global average temperature was nearly 63 degrees Fahrenheit. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. A judge will decide sometime this month whether the teenager charged with killing Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls last year will stay in juvenile detention for his hearing next month. The purpose of that hearing is to decide if the case stays in juvenile court or moves to adult court. The suspect turned 15 in March. An Eau Claire man will be arraigned in federal court next week. Prosecutors say Matthew Onofrio defrauded multiple banks. Onofrio allegedly wired money from his company into investors' accounts. That inflated their assets when they applied for loans. Once the financing was secured, federal prosecutors say the money was wired back to Onofrio. Prosecutors also say Onofrio lent money to investors to help them close real estate deals, but the loans were not disclosed to the banks that financed them. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back. the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There was a lot of it made, and happy 4th of July, everybody. Now that the weekend is over, it was a great weekend, sad weekend, 17 mass shootings and killings around the country. Most serious in Philadelphia and Fort Worth, but there were others. Somebody was shot here in Milwaukee, the corner of North Avenue and Prospect Avenue during the fireworks. The night of July 3rd, a kid, 15-year-old kid, it was an argument, and apparently people are settling them with guns. It wasn't a mass shooting, it was one person, but that one person's a human being, and this is right not too far from my house. We'll get to that in a bit, but it was a glorious 4th of July otherwise. Something occurred just now. We've been talking a lot about how fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Well, I'll just lay it out to you. There's a right-wing, bad federal judge down in Louisiana, like Louisiana. I've been to New Orleans, have friends down there. But this right-wing judge, Terry Daugherty, issued an injunction against the Biden administration. Now, this is one two-bit federal judge, one guy in a federal judicial district in Louisiana, quote, forbidding, end quote, the Biden administration from meeting and communicating with social media companies to, quote, moderate their content, end quote. There's a lawsuit brought by the Republican Attorneys General of Louisiana and Missouri, who in their lawsuit just said right out of thin air, they go, the U.S. has gone too far to encourage social media companies to be responsible on vaccines and to object to false claims about fraudulent elections. They've gone too far, according to these two right-wing nut attorneys general. By the way, one of them, one was Eric Schmidt, Missouri State Attorney General. He's in the U.S. Senate now. And when this injunction came down, this clown, Eric Schmidt, praised it and said, we need more of that. We need more of that. Well, let's get down to the guts of what this clown did, this judge in Louisiana. He said that the department in particular, it's the whole Biden administration, but the Department of Health and Human Services and the FBI can't talk to social media companies, quote, for the purpose of urging, encouraging, pressuring, or in any sense, encouraging them in any manner, inducing them in any manner to effect the removal, deletion, suppression, or redaction of content containing protected free speech. But then he says, then the clown goes on and says, of course, this would not apply to any communications from them about criminal activity or national security if I deem that that's what it was. Now, let's wait a minute. And in particular, he also carved out Alejandro Mayorkas, head of Homeland Security, and Jen Easterly, who heads the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, and says they can't communicate with them either. Let me tell you something. This is an illegal order. The FBI, the Biden administration, can communicate with anybody they want. It's not only a restraint on the Biden administration, the FBI's, all of these agencies, First Amendment rights. It's a violation of the separation of powers. Who is this punk? Who is this thug punk federal judge down in Louisiana to do this? This has got an out of hand. We have the tarantulas on the Supreme Court simply saying the way they want society to be and saying that we can't do anything about it. Now we have scorpions among the federal judges who issue an injunction. His jurisdiction is simply down in Louisiana, and he's telling people in Washington, D.C. what they can do. Let me tell you the basis of all this and what has to be done. The basis of all this and what has to be done. If this injunction had come down and say 1789 or 1790, when George Washington had just become the president of the United States, or any time during his term, and some punk thug judge in a state told him what to do, that individual would be arrested on the spot. It's a violation of the separation of power. There are plenty of doctrines governing federal judges. One of them is the military doctrine. They're not supposed to intervene on military affairs. But suppose they say you have to Biden, you have to stop sending arms to Ukraine. Is Biden is supposed to take the scorpion seriously and then appeal to the tarantulas? Or should he arrest the thug? I don't want to see it get to that point. But one of the reasons why I even have to raise this, and one of the reasons why the press will report it as, well, the judge has enjoined Biden from and the FBI from talking to social media, unless it's about criminal stuff or terrorism, in the sole discretion of the thug and the punk in Louisiana. And they're taking this seriously. It's because there have been 240 years of overall responsible activity by the federal judiciary that's made them on balance essential to our government. We have the three separation of powers, executive, legislative, judicial. Nothing in the Constitution, by the way, even now, says they can do any of this stuff. We do it by assent. The 19th century, when they strayed, like in the Dred Scott decision, it was a civil war. Abraham Lincoln settled that one. He settled it real well. But in the 20th century, they were essential in Brown versus Board of Education, Baker v. Carr on one man, one person, one vote, New York Times versus Sullivan on the First Amendment, that kind of thing, Roe v. Wade. Now we have six tarantulas on the court, and they're minor scorpions, thug punks around the country. The one, for instance, in the Mar-a-Lago deal, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, first generation from an authoritarian culture, and we give her a lifetime appointment. And what she does is She screws up and stops the investigation of Trump for a couple of months, enough time for him to announce for president. We should not be appointing anybody who's first generation to any lifetime appointment, not because some of them aren't good people, but the cultural toxins do not come out of the groundwater in one generation. You give him a lifetime appointment, this guy Doherty down in Louisiana, I don't think he's first generation, but he comes from essentially a culture down there that hates Biden. And he's doing this stuff. Yes, Biden can appeal to the Fifth Circuit. It's a right-wing circuit. Maybe they'll overturn it. Maybe they won't. Yes, then he can appeal to the tarantulas. In the meantime, it'll take about 8 months to do all that. May take a year. This should not be happening. When I say that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, this is what I mean. We go to the lines. Laval of Cobb, Wisconsin, my friend. Thanks for calling us your mind, Laval.
Did Laval?
What?
Hello, this is Laval.
Okay, Laval, my friend. What's on your mind today, Laval?
Well, I'm going to say that I got to agree with the Supreme Court ruling on that student loan. Now, Biden, he's trying to buy votes is what he's trying to do. And he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. That ain't right. I buy a house. I buy a tractor. I buy a car. I got to pay it off.
Laval, let me tell you something. Yeah. Laval, let me tell you something. That's all baloney. I'm glad you call in. You're welcome to call in. Absolute baloney. We're going to go on. Jim of Appleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jim?
Hi. I'm confused about First Amendment protections.
All right. Why are you confused?
I thought there was a prohibition against outright lying and hate speech that was not covered by the First Amendment.
Well, first of all, if there were, Trump would be in prison, okay? The fact is that you can lie under the First Amendment and you can defame people if they're public figures unless you know that what you're saying is untrue. That's number one. Number two, hate speech, you're talking about if the crime is committed. If a crime is committed, if you, and I'm not saying you would do this, Jim, but if you or somebody were to attack a racial group or religious group, you can be nailed not just for the murder, not just for the shooting, but also for hate crime. That's a hate crime. Hate speech is prohibited in Europe. It's not prohibited in this country. It's disgusting. Very disgusting. And it's about time that we got together. We got together as a society and stood up to it. So what you're talking about is New York Times versus Sullivan. New York Times versus Sullivan. Supreme Court said a public figure to sue for defamation they have to prove that what was said was untrue and the person saying it knew or unreasonable inquiry should have known that was untrue and basically said it anyway. Otherwise, billionaires would come in. Then the average guy would write a letter to the editor and go, the county board's in the hip pocket of the developers. A billionaire would sue him, say, all right, confess that you were wrong, or you're going to try to rack up a million in fees to defend it. This is what happens in Russia. We're not putting up with that, Jim. Do you understand that? We are not putting up with that. So New York Times versus Sullivan is a great decision. You have Clarence Thomas opposed to it, unfortunately, and Alito. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We could catch a lingering shower or thundershower this morning, then gradual clearing. Should be partly cloudy here by this afternoon. Our high today, 76, the wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 75. Then on Friday, sunshine with a high right back up to 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matthew and Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. By the way, some good news, everybody. Good news for baseball tickets to give away. Four baseball tickets, Cincinnati Reds, the game by the Brewers against the Cincinnati Reds. Their homestand continues this Friday. This Friday, 7:10 p.m., first pitch this Friday. Remember, you just call this number. Calvin will answer. And we're just going to give these tickets to people who call and are able to use them. So just do it. And the sooner you do it, the more likely you are to get tickets. I'll tell you what, the Brewers are hot. Great team. I don't know, you saw that game I don't know if you did. They were behind 6-0, then 6-3. Guy comes in. This guy that they just acquired that day, he walks into the clubhouse with his gear. Nobody knows who he is. Puts on a uniform. Nobody even seen him. He's in the lineup, gets up, bases loaded. Greg Council's a great coach, took a chance on him. The guy hits a double, clears the bases at 6-6, and the Brewers go on to win against the Cubs. Some of these games, and I'm not kidding, some of these games are unbelievable. They're exciting to watch. These are the best seats in the house. You'll see the fastball coming right at you. Excellent. And by the way, if you like the Brewers, as I do, you can listen on Civic Media to these games. You can listen to them. In the Fox Valley, you can simply go on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, Fox Valley, or Richland Center, WRCE News, the center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. Terrific, really terrific. We'll go on the computer and listen to them that way. Through Civic Media. So I hope somebody you enjoy it. Whoever gets the tickets this time, call in. Calvin is the guy. And I'm going to just finish up with this idiot judge down in Louisiana. Now, technically, because we have spent what? Since 1788, George Washington first became president, we've gotten used to a federal judiciary that's by and large honest. And isn't crazy. And I gotta say this to federal judges. Many of you, most of you are outstanding. You're very honest. I clerk for one of the best, the Honorable Thomas Fairchild, Chief Judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, when he was the Chief Judge. learned a lot. He was a wonderful mentor and a wonderful man. And that's the way most of the judges are. But you have some rotten apples in there. You have rotten apples who are betraying the Constitution. This injunction by the guy down in Louisiana betrays the Constitution, telling Biden and his crew, administration, the FBI, they can't communicate with social media, even to call them up and say, and this is how they communicate. This isn't Russia. You can't make them do anything, but you call them up and you say, look, what you put on about vaccines is dangerous. It's false. What you put on about the election, saying this guy saying that it was stolen, is frankly false. You should put on a corrective or put on a tag on it. They can't do any of that because of this punk down in Louisiana. He should be removed from the bench. Eileen Mercedes Cannon should be removed from the bench. Both of them. Worthless, no good. Very worthless, very no good. Go to the lines. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gene, what's your mind today?
And this is unfortunate. You know, it's really frustrating when I hear all these things because the crimes are adding up as we speak against the former president of the United States. His criminal activities, those involved, you know, all the close people around him, the things that were done to literally take over our Capitol and change the election results and all the people involved, the criminals. Well, I'll tell you something. When this comes to light and he's found guilty, we need to reevaluate every goddamn person he put in a judgeship and their behaviors. They should be on alert because we are documenting every criminal activity they pull right now against a president who has honesty and integrity. And, you know, and we can't even compare the two. It makes me sick, Matt. And then the lying that they do, trying to say everything's Biden's fault. And the thing that I got to say real quick, and that is about those poor kids with their college loans. The Republicans don't think twice about giving millionaires and billionaires huge amounts of tax dollars back. They pay hardly nothing. These poor kids are in debt for the rest of their life, and they got ripped off by some of those loans, and they can't refinance them. I hope people learn about this stuff so they're educated when they make their comments.
Right.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Thanks for calling, Gene. Those are excellent comments. I really appreciate it. Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Northwoods Terry?
Yeah, Matt. I maybe I'm off track here, but I heard in the battleground states, Joe was trailing at this junction. You know, I know it's a long ways to go, but makes me nervous that he's trailing in these battleground states, and I think we're one of them. Wisconsin. I'm not saying he's trailing in this state, but Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada. I'm missing some there, but.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Right now, in Wisconsin, the last Marquette poll, he's ahead of Trump. So, but look, he's only ahead of him by a couple of points. You know, the margin of error is maybe 2.5-3 points. So Trump is close to the margin of error. Biden's ahead of Trump in Pennsylvania, Michigan. I don't know about Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. Those are the six states. I don't know about them. In Georgia, you know, he may be behind Trump. I don't know. The point is, if he had not carried Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, he still would have won last time if he took Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and he took all six of them. So there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. I think that there is still plenty of time for Joe to do very well, but I share your concern because if Trump gets back in, he's a criminal, and he is also basically his allegiance is to Vladimir Putin. Thanks for calling, Terry. Going on the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Weather delays are frustrating travelers at many airports around the nation, but in Buffalo, New York, a power outage lasting some 5 hours made things even worse for travelers like this man.
Got to go buy a hotel room get a rental to get from here to the hotel room.
People in Philadelphia are processing that shooting that left five people dead as the gunman seemed to fire at random across the city. Nurse Stephanie Horton at Penn Presbyterian says,
to go through this very frequently, it just doesn't get any easier.
There have been several shark attacks reported off of New York's Long Island over the past few days, and officials are increasing drone patrols over beaches there. But Gavin Naylor at the University of Florida says attacks are actually pretty rare.
If sharks were targeting humans, we'd have at least 100 bites every day.
He says swimmers should, though, try to avoid swimming near schools of fish. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keys.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Divers have found the bodies of three swimmers who went under in the Mississippi River on Monday near Stillwater, Minnesota. Authorities resumed their search after looking since Monday night. Witnesses say two men were swimming near the confluence of the Vermilion and Mississippi Rivers. When they started to struggle, a third man went under to try to help. All three vanished. This summer's drought is affecting corn crops. Knee-high by the 4th of July is not the rule this growing season. The president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union tells Channel 19 in La Crosse that moisture has been uneven this summer and he's concerned about the time corn is supposed to come to maturity. Aaron Von Ruden says farmers with irrigation systems are faring better. Corn prices are expected to soar if this year's crop is too small. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Connecting Director, lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, I hate to give Trump any oxygen, but he does these things. I got to mention this. I mean, I really got to mention this. This really offended the heck out of me. So on the 4th of July, very frequently incumbents will issue some kind of message that's good to uplift people, and candidates will do the same thing. What did Trump do on the 4th of July? He put out a meme with a flag, American flag. And I'm not going to say the word because I don't talk that way, and because the FCC, from a license point of view, doesn't permit it. So I'll use the first letter. American flag, 4th of July. Trump puts this out that says F Joe Biden and F you for voting for Joe Biden. You know, there's a level of crudity. There's a level of stupidity. I mean, politics is a three-ring circus. But really, enough's enough. I mean, really, enough's enough. This is the guy on the 4th of July. Now, remember, this is the same guy that sat with Putin in Helsinki. And he was asked, in front of international press and television, that the FBI and the CIA had determined that the Russians had hacked into the 2016 election to help him, stolen emails. And Trump's sitting there with Putin, and he says, well, I don't know, quote, I don't know why they do that. I asked Putin, and he said he didn't do it. I don't know why he would. Well, how about looking at American history, why he would? Why don't we start with, I don't know, the Crimean War in the 1850s, and then go up to every bit of chicanery and viciousness that the Russians have done throughout their history to us and a lot of European countries. That might be why he'd do it, because he said that he'd like to be Peter the Great, like to be an historic Russian figure. That might be why. But then here's what he does. All caps, you know, he has his social media, True Social. There's this rant. I'll give you the lowlights, not the highlights, the lowlights. His opponents are communists, Marxists, fascists, the corrupt DOJ and the FBI, deranged Jack Smith, where he's very skillful about using words that imply violence, but he thinks he leaves no fingerprints, saying that Jack Smith should rest in peace. This is the kind of stuff he does. Now, you have to, if you're thinking of voting for Donald Trump, or maybe you're thinking of, well, I want to vote Republican, I'm a Republican. The Republican Party that I respected and that you knew was Dwight Eisenhower. It was Lee Dreyfus, governor of Wisconsin. It was Tommy Thompson. It was Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, some very, very upstanding folks. Very upstanding folks. Had a lot to say. Dale Schultz, very upstanding folks. Brian Hagedorn. But when you have a crowd that's in there to knife our own Constitution and to knife our democracy, and you have somebody like this under criminal indictments, plural, but on the 4th of July, posting an American flag that says F Joe Biden and F you for voting for Joe Biden. Who's this directed to? It's directed to the public. So to anybody who voted for Joe Biden, this clown goes F you. Most good presidents and every great president says that when he gets in, he's going to stand for all the voters and vote for everybody, whether they voted for him or not. They don't on the 4th of July post a flag, American flag, that says F you if you voted for my opponent. He thinks he can get away with that? This is the guy, of course, he said, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and I would still get elected. And it turned out he was right, because the Ruskies and Comey and, frankly, Mueller took a bit of a dive in not investigating the Russian influence on Trump, other than to say the obvious, that they had hacked in to help him and he welcomed the help and he shared information with him. But that's not coordination. Oh, really? Really, Mueller? That's not coordination? But here's another one he did that shows just emotional disturbance. Maybe not pure evil, just emotional disturbance. He posted an AI-generated image, so think like Photoshopping, of Trump as George Washington during the Revolutionary War. Google it. It's unbelievable. It's very funny. So there is a picture of Washington, a very famous one, with Trump's head on it and all these Revolutionary War types around him. I really loved the emails that came. There was outrage, but I loved the emails that came right after that. One of them said, well, when Trump was in the Revolutionary War, he falsified records and stole the classified documents. That was excellent. That was very, very excellent. The other one that came was this quote: "He'd sell us out faster than Benedict Arnold." He'd sell us out faster than Benedict Arnold. This is very sad that I'm talking about a former president, even though he got in with Russian help and Comey help, and Mueller help, but a former president who's running again, by all accounts, is sort of way ahead in the primary, only in the primary, not in the general, simply because the other people in the Republican primary are so bad. They're ludicrous. They don't even have anybody of any stature whatsoever. We're going to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling us on your mind today, Jack.
Well, the first thing is that when Trump was in the Revolutionary War, oh, that makes him older than Joe Biden, doesn't it? Boy, he can't have very much on the ball himself. More seriously, this is the Republican, fine Republican line of the 21st century goes something like, I'm being investigated. It's a witch hunt. I'm being indicted. These are false charges. I'm in prison under seditious conspiracy. I'm a patriot. So that's what we hear from these guys. It just, it amazes me that people believe this stuff. That's all I have for you today. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Jack, good stuff. Very good stuff. Look, this is not, there are two Republican parties. The Republican Party, when I was growing up, we thought of Dwight Eisenhower. We thought of Mel Laird here in Wisconsin. Later, we thought of Lee Dreyfus, very fine guy, Republican governor, Lee Dreyfus, elected in 1978. Tommy Thompson, you know, he was a personable guy. I mean, you know, disagree with him on a lot of things, but basically, honest guy. He's not going to pull this stuff. Even nowadays, we have Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, frankly, Mitt Romney. I don't agree with Mitt Romney on a lot of stuff, but so what? He voted to convict Trump twice on two impeachments, on Ukraine, trying to blackmail Zelensky, and on ginning up January 6th. I've said before facetiously that the real Republican Party, if it still exists, Liz Cheney types, should sue the Trump Republican Party for trademark infringement, trademark theft. They're just using this name. The Republican Party, when Abraham Lincoln was their first nominee, 1860, was what we would think of as the liberal party, the Civil Rights Party. He was too darn liberal for everybody. He was our greatest president. He and George Washington, our greatest president. When you go on up to 1932, from 1860, the Republican Party was a civil rights party. It was the Democrats. Democrats in the 19th century, the slavery party, then after the Confederacy was broken. Even Woodrow Wilson, a Democrat, who gets a lot of praise, resegregated the federal service. It had been desegregated by Republicans. The fact is, until Al Smith got nominated in 1928, first Catholic to be nominated, governor of New York, he was great. He didn't win. That coalition, the Smith coalition, is what permitted Roosevelt to be elected in 1932. And then we became slowly the Civil Rights Party. And we coexisted with the Republican Party as civil rights parties, both of us. Dwight Eisenhower sent troops down south to integrate schools. He didn't put up with any baloney. Truman, the Democrat, had integrated the military. Then what happened? And then Jack Kennedy got elected. It was great. And the civil rights laws were written. He was assassinated. He was a great president. He was assassinated. Then Lyndon Johnson pushed through some of that. And it came to Nixon. Nixon pursued the Southern strategy. He just got Democratic segregationist senators into the Republican Party. Strom Thurmond. Strom Thurmond was a Democrat. He was a Democrat, originally a Democratic senator. In the 1940s, he switched over. Why did he switch over? In the 1940, he became a Republican because he opposed a federal law that was proposed that would have made it a criminal offense to lynch someone because of their race. The segregationist Democrats wanted to protect people who lynch people. Could you believe that? And the lynching statute didn't pass until fairly recently. It was blocked, absolutely blocked. Why was it necessary? Because if people, they said at the time, well, you know, if somebody gets lynched, that's a bad thing. Let the states prosecute it. Are you kidding me? They were all acquitted. They weren't even charged frequently. The prosecutor knew them. He might have even been in the crowd, for Pete's sake. And then they'd be acquitted, and they say, see, justice was served. Well, justice wasn't served. And then Harry Truman wanted to push through an anti-lynching statute, and Strom Thurmond said, that's not for me, and became a Republican. And Nixon absorbed them in, and Ronald Reagan, who did some, I'm a Democrat, he was a Republican, but he was a strong president, he did some good things, but he announced his candidacy in a small town, Philadelphia, Mississippi, down south, that had been the scene of a horrific bombing of Black people. He did that as a signal. He did that as a signal to people in the South that they should vote for him. And it worked. It absolutely worked. So you come on. George H.W. Bush was much more of a traditional Republican, much more of a civil rights-oriented Republican. He really was, George H.W. Bush. You know, the thing is, he was a one-termer. Bill Clinton beat him. Thank God. Bill Clinton was a great president. But George H.W. Bush was sort of an old-timer, you know, a gentleman Republican. I didn't agree with him on a lot of stuff. But there he was. Then, thank God, we had Clinton, and then we had Obama. George W. Bush, the son of George H.W. Bush, soft-pedaled the racial stuff. But Trump has ignited it again. He's ignited it again. And a lot of these clowns that are running against him, they're going on that book. So to Jack and Merrimack, my friend, I would just say this. We are in a different era of history. You're not woke if you don't know history. But I got to get back to something. Guy's running for president. He's a former president. And on the 4th of July, when he sucked up to Putin for 4 years, said we'd get out of NATO. He said that Putin was a genius. This is what he said. That's his word. To invade Ukraine, he would stick a knife in Ukraine. He's not a patriot. I'm not speaking as a Democratic chairman, a former Democratic chairman. Trump is not a patriot. You don't post a flag on the 4th of July that says, F you if you voted for Joe Biden. You just don't do that. All right, we're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride, and she don't care.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me.
Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the low 50s, sunny in mid-70s on Thursday. Some clouds return on Friday, slight shower chance. High in the upper 70s and around 80 Saturday with a slight shower chance. Into Sunday, maybe a storm, mid-80s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Well, I won't back down. No, I
welcome
won't
back, to Matt Flynn Direct.
Back down.
We are going to you the lines. We're going to go to the lines first. The gates of hell. Lee from Yuba, Wisconsin, my friend. Thanks for calling us reminder. Lee from Yuba, Wisconsin.
Hello.
Yes, Lee.
Well, what I want to say is I love your history lesson. I taught U.S. history in Racine, Wisconsin, and what you're saying is right on. And I think the parties have definitely switched over the years. And the Democratic Party has become the inclusive party and is the most ethical party there is at this point. I guess I've got a vendetta against a lot of religions that teach fear and they get people riled up about this abortion business. And they kind of negate everything else. They accept lying. They accept a president who... can't keep himself to himself. He's always violating somebody. And the church has put up with this crap. And, you know, when they ever say a few, this, that, and something else, these people are just goofy. Kind of question their intelligence and their morals. So anyways, I just wanted to call to say I love what you're saying. Please keep up the good work. We need to get people to get out and vote. And those Republicans, I know quite a number of them that have either left the party or they become independent, but they just cannot tolerate this clown. So anyways, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Really appreciate it, Lee. That's really an uplifting call. Thank you so much. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to mention, our governor today, he signed the budget the Republicans put forth. And the one really, really good thing, because he does have a pretty good line item veto power, is he cut out the tax relief for the very, very wealthy. So I just wanted to mention that today, that I think that's a very, very good thing. The tax cuts will go to people that could really use them. And thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Appreciate it. Yeah, I was really glad to see that. Breaking news today, and well, I'm sure we'll be talking about more in the upcoming days, but Governor Evers used his partial veto power. Partial veto power. What is the partial veto power? Well, in some states, and this is true of the federal government, the executive, whether it's the governor or the president, it's up or down. You veto the whole thing or you don't. And if you veto the whole thing, then you don't have a budget. Well, Wisconsin, in its wisdom, probably a relic of the Fighting Bob La Follette era, the old progressive era, they called the Vanna White veto. Why? If you watch Vanna White, she's there moving letters around. In the old days, you could even form new words. I'm not kidding. Or take out the word not and make it shall, you know, that kind of thing. So, One of my favorites, my friend Marty Schreiber, when he was governor, they sent him a budget, and there was a provision, and this was true in the past. You may not remember this, but you could designate $1 or $2 from your taxes to go to a political campaign fund. And then if candidates would agree not to raise money over a certain amount, then they would get some money out of that fund. Well, of course, now with dark money and Citizens United, that's kind of a happy memory. But the Republicans insisted on making it. It said the money that you designate from your taxes shall not reduce your taxes. And in other words, you'd have to pay more. Now, it's only a buck or two, but people are cheap. So a buck or two. So it originally passed the legislature saying that you can designate a buck or two. It changed over the years, but that was extra. So if you wanted to designate that, you had to put an extra dollar or two onto your tax bill and mail your check in. So Marty just took out the word not and it said shall reduce your tax. And so therefore he took it out of the taxpayer, out of the budget anyway. That's the kind of thing they did. Sometimes they moved it on various lines. Sometimes he would take a number and move it to another line. So he would, you know, the governors would allocate more money than was intended and less money. There was a reform on that. So you can't do the real egregious stuff anymore. Can't do the real egregious stuff. But what you can do is what Wisco Paul is talking about, which is what Evers did, was there are four tax categories. And what these clowns in the Republican caucus, by the way, they're gerrymandered. You know that. They're gerrymandered. They're not legitimate. The Democrats have won 17 of the last 18 state elections. And statewide, you can't gerrymander a state. But this is, they're essentially, it's a scorpion legislature, and they're illegitimate. And they put through a couple of $1 billion tax break. And the upper, you know, the people making over $400,000 or $500,000 a year got something like a 15% reduction. Then people making something like, I think it was 80 to 400 got, you know, a slug. And it actually increased the taxes of people who made zero to $32,000. I mean, I don't know what these guys with, you know, they think they can smoke a fastball by me or you. Come on, give me a break. So what Evers did was he reduced the tax break from $3.5 billion or what it was to, I don't know, a couple hundred million. But secondly, he made the break for all four categories. So everybody, you know, got a little bit. You know, multimillionaires, you know, relative to their incomes, got essentially nothing. Somebody making $25,000 a year was very welcome. That's what he did. That's the kind of stuff he did. It was not the only thing. The other thing, you remember that the Republicans took out $32 million from UW so that they couldn't fund DEI. He took out the reference to DEI. So they certainly can do that now. It was going to cost 188 jobs at UW. Took that out. Under the new rules, he couldn't take out the $32 million, but that's still in there. It just says it has to be with the approval of the legislature for what they're going to use it for. And so the UW can keep the money and they'll just say, okay, we're going to use it for, you know, somebody in the physics department. What are they going to say? So Evers did a very skillful job, frankly, in taking a knife to this crazy gerrymandered budget. Paul, thanks for calling in as always. We have a lot more to talk to, but we had a lot of great callers today. So we're going to get to it tomorrow and in future segments. Great callers, as always. I appreciate you calling in. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.